Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's check in with Brian Engblom, who is down on the ice, Bri.
Gary, I'm outside the Buffalo Sabres locker room. I just talked to some people here. They have closed the doors. Lindy Ruff, where none of the players are available until Brian Lewis comes down from the National Hockey League and explains to them this situation on why this goal should count. Stay tuned. I have the faintest clue what's going to happen at this point.
Ooh, Brian Engblom right there. I mean, he's the on-ice reporter.
He actually played 30 games for the Sabres.
Really? Oh, that's
I just looked him up for fun. I didn't know he played hockey, and I didn't know he played 30 games for the Buffalo Sabres.
But so, I mean, like, there's right there, like, it, really that entire night, probably going into the early morning of just, like, everyone knew at the time. It was probably just a few seconds late in terms of keeping all the celebrations in the box, being able to review it. To me, that's personally what happened. It is ultimately everything started, and there's no pulling that back.
Right. It's like,
because ultimately that's not fair. And I'm having a tough time even wanting to say this. It's not fair to the Dallas Stars either. That is a release of emotion that is very tough to then tell a guy, actually, no, you gotta go do that again.
It's like Steve Harvey. I have to apologize when he did that whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. And it's
even the Oscars with Moonlight. I think Moonlight won the Oscar that year. And, you know, you have the I can't remember the film that actually was not the winner, but we're told they were the winner. You know, they're coming up. They're all celebrating. But then all of a sudden it's like, no. They read the card wrong. Like, now Moonlight comes up. I get that's very different because they were actually able to change the things. But
right
at the time, like, you're seeing stuff, the release of emotion for a lot of these people. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope. Never mind. It's different with a non-athletic sport. Like, you just go take your seat and you're pretty PO'd about it, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. Where for sports, you're then told, okay, you've been playing for so many hours. Now all the adrenaline is likely, for the most part, gone, or at least leaving you. Now you've got to go figure it out.
This actually happened. Something similar happened to me once in college. Our college radio station, we would go to this conference every year in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And our station, the year we went, was potentially going to win best station in the nation for the third year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been talking to one of the, like, hosts or whatever before this announcement was being, like, we talked to him before the ceremony started, and he was like, oh, you guys are from Fredonia, like, that's cool, like, whatever. And during his, like, beginning of his announcement for the best station in the nation, he, like, points over at all of us and he goes, and Fredonia. But the way he said it, we all thought was the announcement. So we all jump up and we're yelling. And he's like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I was just going to know how you guys have won it the past 2 years, but the winner is actually...
Oh, and that's awful.
It was hard because, I mean, I was a sophomore, but we were there with a bunch of seniors, and they were really excited.
They were like, we're a dynasty, baby.
Yeah.
We've won three in a row.
And we were deflated. The guy came over. He's like, I am so sorry. Like, I don't...
Yep.
That's like the closest I could get to like that kind of feeling of like, yes, like...
The elation, and then immediately like, never mind.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, okay. I just have to sit here now. Thankfully, it was like the last award, so like we just got up and left.
I can't believe I'm the one taking like the side of like, yeah, this has been really bad for the Dallas Stars, and I don't know, I can't really blame Bettman that much. I feel uncomfortable. I feel gross.
You should,
I
need to take because a shower. It makes me upset.
I need to take a shower.
I
for this.
Don't
I
know who
gross.
You are anymore. I mean, it is interesting though, because like if Dallas does get that call back and they have to reel all that back in and refocus, they probably lose the game.
That's kind of my – I'm not saying like they definitely lose, but that's kind of my point of it too, is like you all of a sudden would have – the opposite reaction of the Sabres of, we've still got this. We've still got a chance. Let's go after them.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Dallas, I think, is on the back leg there of just it's just how natural emotions and inhumans work. Like,
right.
They're on the back foot probably for the start of that. And then, yeah, if like the Sabres go on to win,
yeah,
we've got another controversy of, wait a second, what is going on?
Well, I don't think
Game 7, though, then does become pretty electric.
I don't think it's honest. I don't think it'd be as much of a controversy, though, because it's like, well, everyone can clearly see that even though the rule is stupid, you broke the rule.
Yeah. And
like,
yeah.
There's not as much of a – it's like a – obviously Dallas would be upset, but like you, like if you're looking at it, it's almost like these two teams are built up so much and then finally Dallas wins and all of that is gone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with Buffalo, it drops a little bit too, but it's not like this release of like, yes, we won. It's a release of like, man, like that stinks. Like we could,
it's a defeat.
I mean, still be out there.
I've been playing playoff hockey for two and a half months.
And all the players are so hyped up and you know, aggravated with the situation that they're, you know, still up there. They're still ready to go. But Dallas, it's like, yeah, no, we won. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
It's you just, I find it really, really interesting how that would have gone. And I do mean that. I think Game 7 would have been an electric factory. I think that would have been a lot
in
of fun.
In Dallas, too.
It goes in Dallas, and regardless if it's the correct call, you know Dallas fans are going to be upset.
You think the Sabres win Game 7?
I don't know. I
obviously we didn't. Like,
I don't know.
We can only watch tape and stuff. But like,
I want to say yes, but there would also be that factor of Dallas going, we won that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Regardless of how the call goes, you're going to get the fans. You're going to get the players going, no, we won that game. The game was over with.
But
like,
that's
we were celebrating
of,
the whole thing.
But that's kind of like a. You have to find a way to build that back up. You have to find a way mm-hmm. to build that momentum back up, and you can take the base of like, oh yeah, we won that game. We should. Let's just do it again.
It's one of those like be mad tonight,
yeah,
but come tomorrow kind of deal.
But if you look at it too, like Sabres win game one, Stars win two and three, Sabres win game four, lose game five. And like it was a very back and forth series. If they win that game, they win game six, and then it's like, you know, winner take all, obviously. But mm-hmm. it's a very back and forth series.
The problem is though, at that point, the Sabres had not actually won back to back games in that series.
Yeah, they had.
You would have forced a game seven by just. Scraping away wins to keep the series alive.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, though, they won games 3 through 5 against Toronto, and mm-hmm. then they win game 1 against Dallas. So they're on a 4-game winning streak there.
Yep.
Like, it's not like they came in with, you know, they're limping to the final.
Yeah.
They were coming in hot.
Well, and that's what I was saying earlier in the 1 o'clock hour is just like, never mind. Like, this team was on fire. Like, they were playing like you mm-hmm. expect playoff hockey teams to play that make it to the cup final where – no one's stopping them.
Yeah.
It's just, it is their year kind of.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Deal. Another thing, too, I was thinking about in the break was with all the names you look at in this team or in this series for Dallas. I mean, they had Ed Belfour in net.
Mm-hmm.
You have, obviously, Brett Hull. You have Joe Neuwendijk, who's just one of the better underrated players in hockey, in my opinion. And then you have Mike Modano, who is,
yep,
in most people's eyes, the best American-born player ever. Obviously, Patrick Kane has gotten there in some people's eyes because of his longevity and things like that. But when I look at a guy like Mike Modano, if he never played for the Stars, I would think he was the coolest player ever. Like, it's so hard for me to look at him and say, yeah, he's a top five, top 10 player in my book, because he was right there when that goal went in. And it's so hard. Like, for Brett Hull, I don't care. He's, you know, I don't like
him. I feel like also, but at this point, too, Modano, he is the face of the Stars. I mean,
right.
Hull's kind of the guy. He's come in late in his crease, 34 at this point. Yeah. Like, he's just trying to win a cup. Modano
played his whole career with the Stars.
Yeah, and he's like, in his prime at this point. 81 points that year.
Granted, part of his time with the Stars was the Minnesota North Stars.
Yeah.
But still. And that's like the thing is, like, it's so hard to look at him as a player and try to ignore that as a Sabres fan, because as a American hockey fan, he's one of the best guys ever.
And that's his only cup. I mean,
right.
As we brought up, Dallas has only won one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has.
Oh, he did play.
His
did,
1 year with Detroit.
I was about
40.
To say, he did play
that does
one
not count.
Season.
He does not count.
To be fair, as a 40-year-old, he played 40 games and had 15 points.
That's Detroit's fault.
To be fair,
that does not count. But I find it interesting. I am now looking at that Dallas team, too. Remarkably similar to the Sabres team. Remarkably similar.
Yeah.
Modano is their highest point total, as I brought up, 81. We brought up Chatham was the Sabres with 66. Their next guy is Brett Hull with 58 points. For the Sabres, it's Pekka with 56.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do know Sabres with Hasek. And as you brought up, Ed Belfour, who mm-hmm. have similar stats. Belfour is under 2 goals a game and a save percentage of .915. I mean, these are teams that, well, they've got, I think, more 30. Yeah, they've got two 30 goal scorers. The Sabres had one, but he's a 40 goal scorer. But it's teams that their goalies are the story.
Right. And again, too, like
which also kind of shows the series. I mean, I think one game has more than 30 or more than 3 goals scored. But no, okay, no. So we've got the first game is the Sabres 3-2 win. Dallas wins the next game 4-2. After that, the winning team scores 2 goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that is a series dominated by its goaltenders.
And like I said before, too, like, that was the era.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the high-flying, you know, Edmonton scored 8 goals the other night. It's not that way anymore. Like, it's this time where the NHL is kind of losing its ratings because of the fact that there's no goals going in. And it's because of players like Dominic Hasek and Ed Belfour and, you know, Patrick Waugh and other goalies of the time. But it is interesting to see, like, the parallels between the two teams. Like, I haven't looked at their, you know, roster in terms of points in a while, but I'm remembering now, like, yeah, like, these guys weren't
They weren't that lighting far up apart. The scoreboard. They weren't. Yeah. They weren't a team that was high flying and like. It wasn't a plucky Sabres team going up against the juggernaut that was Dallas. It was more like, hey, you kind of are both the same. I think Dallas was a better seeded team. If you remember off the top of your head, I do not know. They were.
I can find out real
quick. I was going to say, let's see if I can find it. I can't find it right now. Oh, they finished first in the Pacific.
Okay. Yeah, so they were probably a pretty high seed. Because obviously, well.
Were they the one seed of the Western Conference?
Division. They might have been.
Give me 1 second. I think they were, but so like that's the thing is, yes, Dallas is obviously a higher seeding than them.
Well, think too, back then they
They
did the seeding different back then too. It wasn't right, like the you know, three from each division and then the two wildcard teams. It was one through.
They
eight.
Won the President's Trophy.
Oh wow!
Yeah, 51-19 and 12. Although,
see, look at us. We're learning.
In the Pacific Division, they finished first. Phoenix. Second, 39-31 and 12. Dallas had 114 points to Phoenix's 90.
Wow.
Wow, they ran away with it, though. In the Western Conference, so as I said, 114 points. Colorado, 98. They're in second. Detroit's third with 93. They were a dominant team that year.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, yeah, is Belfour, but also, of course, you know, you do have guys like Mike Modano and Brett Hull.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that is, I didn't realize like how... I guess good of a team they were. You look at the Sabres, they're 37-28-17. I guess, there must have been then this kind of feeling of it's a plucky Sabres team making it all the way.
Yeah, I feel like as the playoffs went on, maybe it wasn't that way. But when they like we were saying before, when they were coming in, it was probably like, hey, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah, and then it becomes much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I look back at the Florida team from last year against Vegas. And I just can't stop thinking about that team compared to this team.
Yep.
Compared to the Sabres team from 99. And maybe that's just recency bias because I'm sure there's been other teams like that throughout
of course
the history since 99. But that's just what we can base it off of because of the fact that we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Florida obviously had a lot of point scorers, but they didn't have a goalie. Bobrovsky wasn't what he is now. Bobrovsky always has up and down seasons.
It took a random guy in the last, I can't even say month of the season, last like 2-3 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in back then, it was if you have a good goaltender, you're a Stanley Cup contender. If you don't, well, good luck.
Yeah, don't really understand why you're here.
Just have fun.
Yeah, just be happy to be here. It's really, I like looking back at this. I'm a big sports history guy, but much more for like football. Like I really enjoy going back and like seeing like, the 1970s, like Minnesota Vikings, with Fran Tarkenton on his second run with the Vikings and the Purple People Eaters and stuff like that. Hockey, I don't do it nearly as much. And like for this, it's really interesting to go back and kind of see what these teams look like and how different the league really was. Got to take a quick time out here. 803-0550 is the number to call if you'd like to join in, kind of talking this 25-year anniversary of No Goal. Me and Josh weren't really alive at the time for it. Been loving hearing stories throughout the day. It's kind of opened my eyes a little bit too of like just like what was going on 25 years ago, like during stuff like that. How different the game has become. Love to hear your thoughts again. 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Mint here until 3:00, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.